Hello, this is Sean Kennedy, the editorial director and interim editor-in-chief with the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm here in Washington, D.C. at the National Press Club at the release of the Future of Nursing report hosted by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Institute of Medicine. And I'm here with Marla Weston, the CEO of the American Nurses Association, and Marla's going to give us her thoughts now that we've had the report released. Marla?
So my first reaction is that this report does a very nice job of shining a spotlight on many of the issues and challenges and opportunities that we've been talking about within the nursing profession, and opportunities for nursing to make a great contribution to the health of the American population.
Okay. Is there anything specific in the report that, the report just came out, but in the panel's presentation of the report that really struck a chord with you, that or that you would think would strike a big chord with your constituents?
The overarching observation that I have is that we're on this journey. So everything that was outlined in the report, scope of practice, enhancing the educational expertise, nurses as partners in transforming the healthcare environment, getting better workforce data on what is needed, all of those are things that nursing has been talking about and working on for a decade or more. This, I think, will accelerate the attention to those areas and really garner a wider spread attention and resources to making those things happen.
One of the issues that nurses have had is that nurses have always been kind of out there in primary care, largely in rural, poor areas, and the issue always seemed to be when they tried to break through in more urban areas or to achieve reimbursement parity with physicians. And it was heartening to hear that the economics are going to be addressed in that sense. But I'm wondering what you might think, given that this report is coming out, we have the committee saying that the evidence is there that nurses are capable and should be allowed to practice to the full extent of their profession. Yet at the same time, we have in Colorado, for example, physicians suing the state because they're opting out of the physician supervision of certified registered nurse anesthetists. What do you think of the juxtaposition?
This is all part of the conversation, I think, that's going on in this country about healthcare reform and who should be providing care. And whenever you get into these difficult conversations, there is this kind of controversy and tension. This is part of the process that we have to live through. Mm-hmm. I thought Michael Bly's example of nurse practitioners working in Kansas City was a great example. And I myself have even described, I was just in Alabama last week, and a nurse practitioner working in a VA hospital on Monday and Tuesday in Alabama can deliver care to his or her full scope of practice. And then if Wednesday and Thursday they're working in a private setting, needs to be under the supervision of a physician and is very limited mm-hmm. in what they can do. Same nurse practitioner, same education, same competence, sometimes even the same patient who might be getting care in one setting and the next. Mm-hmm. So it's time for us in this country to really drive that conversation to its end. And people, including the public, and our legislatures are really beginning to recognize that there are nurses who have the education, the skill, and the competence in today's environment with the equipment and resources and safety mechanisms that we have in place to deliver high-quality care.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're the most trusted profession probably helps a lot with that, too, I imagine. The other issue is the reimbursement factor, which was a question I was going to ask, but then the nurse who's from the Consortium of Nursing Clinics brought up the point of the economics of it, and for nurses who are trying to run clinics or in the new model of the medical home where, again, the physician has been deemed the head of the house or the head of the home, so to speak, and reimbursements are directed through him, at least as far as I understand in the CMS rules. And that always seems to be a big issue. For nurses working in acute care settings, which is the majority of nurses in the U.S. and I imagine in your constituency as well, they don't deal with those issues per se. And in the hospital setting, their issues are different. What would you say that from the report would be most pertinent for nurses working in the acute care setting?
It's important for us to recognize that the scope of practice issues are not limited just to advanced practice registered nurses. We talk about that a lot. It was talked about a lot today in this press conference. But there are parallel scope of practice issues for registered nurses working in all practice settings, where that unique knowledge, skill, wisdom, and expertise that is nursing is often limited by bureaucratic rules, regulatory barriers, and other sort of impediments to nurses really contributing their knowledge, skills, wisdom, and expertise. And so every opportunity that we have to peel that away, to allow registered nurses to give their unique expertise, will add value to the healthcare system. So that would be my main point. Scope of practice is not just limited to advanced practice registered nurses. It's an issue for us to deal with for all registered nurses.
That's a great point. Well, thank you for the comments, and I'm sure we'll look forward to hearing from you again as we get to the implementation phase.
Absolutely. Implementation will be the fun part in making this all come alive for registered nurses.
Well, I'm glad you're an optimist.
Okay.